The human brain, the most important and complex organ in the system, can process information faster than the blink of an eye.
Unless, of course, it's 7 p.m. on a Sunday, where we provide the information your brain can't process. You are now listening to Mind Games.
Greetings, loyal Sin listeners. It is that time of night, Sunday night, 7 p.m., where reality hits the pause button. And we've hit the pause button right now, maybe even a little bit early. I am Jason, joined by my trusty co-host,
Adam.
Hello, Adam. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Had a good week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Let's hopefully we can top that up. We can top your week, maybe even make it the best week of your life with this episode
of
Mind Games.
Well, that's going to have to be a pretty crazy episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're coming off one of our best shows.
Setting the peak high, everyone listening. This might be the best hour of your life.
Yeah,
it very well could be. We don't know what kind of life you've had up to this point.
Absolutely. We've got to set the bar high this week, especially after a really good episode with our good friend Aiden Taylor, who talked about
Aliens, Betty and
Barney, talked about lights knocking someone out unconscious due to aliens and lizard people. It was a one-hour unprofessional investigation.
Oof. It was a very crazy conspiracy. The aliens, lizards, everything. So check that out. You can check it out on... What are we on? We're on Sin.
We're on sin.org.au and Omni, which is omni.com/mindgames, I believe.
Yeah.
And you can also follow us, Mind Games, on radio. But once again, a big thank you to Aiden Taylor for coming in and taking part in a one-hour-long unprofessional investigation. It's back to
what
classic.
What is unprofessional investigation? It's conspiracies. It's all that stuff. We love it.
Mm. But we're back to classic Mind Games. Just you and me, Adam.
That is true.
And we're going to theme it up a little bit this week, aren't we?
What is the theme?
Well, we might tell you after this first song.
The theme is dreams and dreaming.
The theme is dreaming, yes, yeah. You are right. Spoiler alert.
I'm sorry. Well, we'll get into it after the song anyway.
Okay.
What is the song?
Let's play. Do you want to relax or pump up for the first song?
I think we've got to get them relaxed.
Then we'll
pump them up a little later.
Okay, sure. So we'll start off this week with Nightingale by Norah Jones, a song that kind of blew my mind away somehow when I first heard it.
Awesome. Nice,
chill, relaxing song, but yet it still made my mind go, wow.
Well, let's have a listen. You're here on Mind Games, Jason and Adam, 7 p.m. Sunday.
So you wanted a nice relaxation song to start off, right, Adam?
That was very relaxing.
Absolutely.
I'll give you that.
It was a very lovely song. Norah Jones's Nightingale. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, that was dreamy, and we're talking about dreams, obviously.
Yeah, later in the show, that will be our main theme, because we like to change things up here on Mind Games. We're constantly reinventing ourselves right here on Sin
Nation. And the dream is like probably one of the most, you know, obvious portals to the mind, to the subconscious, am I right?
Yeah, and that's perfect for Mind Games. But
is it?
We're going to be covering
that. Because most of the time, we're just talking about aliens.
Still.
It is true.
It's the hashtag content, as us youths say.
I've never heard anyone say that.
What, hashtag content?
I've never heard anyone that's our age say hashtag.
Ah, well.
I've heard people that are in their 50s, like, say the word hashtag.
Okay, well, I guess you learn something new every day. But anyway,
it's not when you're out of the studio. You don't belong on a youth radio station.
Ouch, that hurts. That cuts deep.
I'm kidding.
Either way, Mind Games will be discussing dreams later on the program, but we're going to keep our regular segments going on with the world-famous Riddle segment.
World famous? Of course it is. Mind Games.
Ooh, yes.
All right, so I have a riddle, right?
You have the riddle. Adam is responsible for the riddle this week as I basically stumped both yourself and our guest, Aiden Taylor, last week.
What was your riddle last week? That was a good riddle.
My riddle was...
Don't read it, but it was about like the something that's brown and it's got a tail and a head, and it was a coin.
Yeah, the riddle was...
No, don't read it, because it will forget about it. You want to hear the riddle, you
listen to last week's episode. Listen to last week's show with that, and you get a good riddle out of it.
Right.
Anyway, so if this is, for any reason, your first time ever tuning into Mind Games, our riddle segment goes like this. Adam will read out a riddle, and I have three guesses to try and guess it correctly. I have all the time in the world.
That is true.
Adam, have you got your riddle ready?
I do.
Excellent. What is it going to be? What is it going to be?
All right.
I'm excited.
This one might take a lot of thought.
Right. Deep thoughts. Okay.
Mm.
Digging down deep into my mind, I guess, then.
I guess you could say that. Okay. So,
if you want to play along at home, please do connect with us at Mind Games on Radio, Facebook, and Instagram. Here we go.
I have hundreds of wheels, but move I do not. Call me what I am, call me a lot.
Whoa. Okay, so read that one again.
I have hundreds of wheels, but move I do not. Call me what I am, call me a lot. What am I?
Again.
I have hundreds of wheels, but move I do not. Call me what I am, call me a lot. What am I?
That's a tricky one.
I'll give you a clue. You might have to... Look, you have to think a lot. You have to think a lot for this one.
I'm already stumped.
It takes a lot of thought.
So, I have hundreds of wheels. So, when I'm thinking of
wheels...
Wheels.
I said wheels.
But move I do not.
So, you have hundreds of wheels.
Wheels, yeah.
Wheels, like on a car.
On a car, yeah.
Yeah, on the chair, on the hundreds chair you're sitting
wheels.
On.
Hundreds of wheels.
But move...
we do not.
I do not. I do not.
I do not.
Yeah. Call me what I am. Call me a lot. What am I?
Is it a rotary phone? That's my first guess.
What is a rotary phone?
You don't know what a rotary phone is.
I'm not familiar with that term.
The problem is, I think it must be wrong because it's an old-fashioned phone where you have
to... Oh, yes, of course. That's a good thing. I see what you're thinking there. You're thinking the call me.
I'm thinking of call me what I am.
But that only has one wheel, doesn't it?
It only has one wheel, technically, yeah. Yep. So I presume that's... I've locked that in as my first answer, so...
So those are... That's incorrect.
Incorrect.
But for those tuning in, the rotary phone is those... classic telephones where you have to spin the wheel thing to
put
dial.
Put your finger by the number on the dial and spin it to the end.
Yeah, they're quite confusing. But if you know how to use them, it's
pretty simple.
Pretty simple, yeah.
Yeah. All right. At least you like where I'm thinking, so that's a good sign.
I told you, you want to be thinking a lot.
Yeah.
You take this question, it takes a lot of thought. A lot.
Hundreds of wheels. It doesn't move. Call me what it is. Call me a lot. This, it's more, not even a riddle, it's more of a brain squeezer at this point.
Oh, trust me,
brain
it's a
squeezer,
riddle.
Brain
it's
teaser.
A riddle, trust me, it's a riddle. Well, a riddle is a brain teaser.
I guess so, yeah.
And a brain squeezer.
Just different terminology then.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a tough, this is very tough. It's tough to do it on impromptu as well.
Well, you want to know the answer prior?
No.
That's cheating, man. Well, yeah, let's rehearse the riddle segment. Let's have a rehearsed riddle. We should do that next time. We'll just play along.
Riddle.
You just pretend you know the answer and then like screw it up until you get to the last
that'll
one.
That'll really tease the people's minds at home, isn't it?
You'll just be stupid.
Yeah, let's not do that. Second guess. My second guess, hundreds of wheels. Is it a tire yard? Is my second guess a tire yard? There are hundreds of wheels in that. Like, I'm thinking Springfield Tire Yard in The Simpsons.
Wait, a what? A tire yard, you said?
Yeah.
You're very close.
I'm very close.
You're on the right... Now you're definitely on the right track, but I can't give you a tire... What did you say? A
tire wheel. Tire yard.
A tire yard. I can't give you a tire yard, but you're
close.
Very close, yeah.
Oh, I'm getting very close now. So, okay, now I've got two in my head that I'm really now umming and ahhing over, and I've only got one guess left. Umming and ahhing between...
Do you want me to repeat it to you before you give you your last?
Why not?
Okay. I have hundreds of wheels, but move I do not. Call me what I am, call me a lot.
Call me a lot.
What am I?
What am I? The problem is, okay, the call me a lot part... From the sound of Adam's voice,
yeah,
sounded like that was the emphasis.
Yeah, that is an important part. As I said, you have to think a lot.
Yeah, I'm thinking
a lot.
Call me a lot. So that's kind of put my two original guesses off to the side a little bit. I was thinking either a tire swing or a moving van, but they move. They technically move, and there's not hundreds of wheels in a tire swing.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to lock that in.
Neither does a moving van have hundreds of wheels, and it moves. Hence,
it does. Yeah,
the name, moving van. It's there to move things around.
Hundreds of wheels. Move a lot. Call me a lot. Call me what I am. Call me a lot.
Think a lot about that sentence.
Yeah, call me what I am. Call me a lot. This is a very tough one. Now I'm thinking telephones for some reason, because call me a lot.
Well, you already had your rotary phone.
I already had rotary phone and that doesn't work, but I'm close with tire yard. Am I? Oof.
Come on,
now
man.
I'm thinking of like a road and a highway.
You're going to have to guess at some point.
Yeah, I know. We've got a whole hour.
Yeah, we'll go the whole hour guessing this riddle.
I'm going to... Do you know what? I kind of have to half-heartedly guess. I'm going to say a road or a highway.
A road or a highway?
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to say that's your last guess, and I'm going to say you were on the right track. Like, definitely, had we gone the whole hour, at some point you would have gotten it.
Yep.
But
right,
unfortunately,
so incorrect.
I can't give you highway, because the emphasis was on the a lot. Call me a lot.
I've got it now. Is it a parking lot?
Yeah, there you go. A parking garage, a parking lot.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just missed it. I told you, like, a few more
a
few more times reading it, and you would have gotten it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good riddle, Adam. Very well done there.
Mm. That was a great riddle. Yeah. That was a great riddle.
How long did it take to discover that one?
What I did was, I'll let the people know at home before we cut to the next song.
Yep.
I'll let them know my message for how I get my riddles.
Sure.
So I go on Google. This time I went on Google as we were speaking, actually, as we were introducing the segment. And I type in riddle. And I click the link. I usually click, there are numbers of links. I should probably give out my sources. This one was on rd.com. Reader's Digest, which is rd.com. And it's in the riddles section, I guess. And their source they listed was PlayBuzz. So for that riddle, Jason, you can thank PlayBuzz. And you can thank my crafty internet searching tools, where I search riddle on the internet.
Very well done.
Exactly, yeah.
Very well done there, Adam. That was a very good segment. I reckon that is maybe our best riddle to date.
Yeah.
I would argue that's...
And how lucky that I found it in that time, because I definitely didn't get that earlier.
Absolutely. Okay. We've got the riddle under our belts. Time to talk dreams after this next song.
Mm.
Let's
get something that will let the audience fall asleep.
Yeah, okay. We're going to put our audience to sleep and let them dream before the segment. Is that what we're
going
to
do? No. We need them to be awake so they can hear the show.
All right, well.
So let's not put them to sleep.
Let's try it. Okay, to do that, let's try out this Code Orange song. It's called Dream 2.
All right, let's try it out.
Let's give me a whoop whoop, Adam.
Whoop whoop.
You're listening to Mind Games, and you're listening to Dream 2 by Code Orange.
Hey, it's Jason and Adam live on Sin Nation.
Whoa, jeez.
Oh. Man, you scared me. You scared me with that back announcement.
It just... Whoa, wow. So that just stopped? I was in the middle of a dream and I just got cut off. What the hell?
Bro,
what happened?
Okay. You were on the panel waiting for it, but I didn't think you were going to scream that loud.
Right. Anyway, Code Orange Dream 2. I was in the middle of a dream state and then it just cut me right off and now I'm awake again and you're on Mind Games on Sin Nation.
Finger on the microphone button. All right.
Ooh. Anyway, so now we have just been suddenly awoken by Dream 2. I think it's time to talk about dreams.
Let's talk about dreams.
Yeah, let's talk about
what
dreams.
What is, Jason, your favorite dream? No, I'm kidding.
I've got to recollect all my dreams.
Yeah,
and yet I
tell me
have any.
And rank them in order.
top 10 list.
Yeah, top 10 of Jason's dreams.
No, what about top 10 Adam's dreams?
Let's do it. I don't remember them.
No, neither do I.
I'm not good at remembering dreams. I have dreams, but I'm not good at remembering them.
Yeah.
Fun
fact for me. I've been able to recollect 3 dreams in probably the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Since July.
Well, let's talk about dreams before we get into your dreams.
Yeah, but
personally.
I never finished my fun fact. And that was, I have recollected 3 dreams since July, and yet for the last 15 years, I probably can't remember any.
That's not a fun fact. It's a depressing fact, man.
How? How is that a sad fact?
I guess it is a happy fact.
It's a happy fact. Like, I'm now starting to remember my dreams.
That
anyway.
Is true. That is true. You're progressing.
Do you have a similar experiences to that?
No, I'm pretty good, actually. I mean, I don't always recollect dreams, but, you know, when I don't know. I'm pretty consistent. Like, it's not like every time I sleep I remember a dream, but usually I think maybe every few months I have a dream that I can distinctly remember. Other than that, it's more just like a vague memory. I think a lot of people as well, when they wake up, so if you don't know, dreaming occurs in your sleep. Sort of in your, yeah,
oh, but well,
in, your, in the deeper stage of sleep.
Yeah,
in your,
the deepest stage of sleep, so REM sleep or rapid yeah. eye movement. Sleep.
So that's like after like, that's usually pretty late in your sleep cycle.
Mm, it's yeah.
Or it happens
sleep
in...
Sleep cycles go for every 90 minutes, I presume.
Something like that. And it happens like rotationally. So you might have a few dreams in a night, but yeah. They only last like...
90 minutes or so.
I thought it was...
Well, REM... REM sleep
yeah,
lasts
yeah, but
90
the
minutes.
Dream sequence themselves, they last like maybe a minute or 30 seconds.
Really? It can
yeah.
be that short?
Yeah, it can be very short.
Okay.
So it's not something that's like that sort of... But in your mind, it's sort of something that's happening. I guess in your mind, it's... I don't know. I don't know why, but you rationalize it like slower somehow. Somehow it doesn't feel like it's 30 seconds. And when you wake up, when you recall it, and because it's so much information going through your subconscious, like you just
yep.
think it was a long period of time. But it's just flashes of information flowing through your mind.
Wow. All right.
Interesting, yeah?
Yeah, that is quite interesting. Yeah, so, well, regular dreaming, it's very tricky because then you can wake up very confused, recall it for 5 minutes, then you get out of bed and have breakfast and you've forgotten it.
Yeah, and there's multiple. There's like lucid dreaming, which is my favorite.
There is lucid dreaming. I'd like to discuss lucid dreaming. Cause,
yeah, so that's when, well, we'll explain that. That's when you realize, you have the realization that you're in a dream.
Mm.
And you have, then in that after that, you sort of, you can control your dream, you know. If you know you're in a dream, you can control it. So you're always in control, but you don't necessarily know. And once you have that realization, you're lucid dreaming. So you can say, I want to fly, I want to jump. But if you, I don't know, it's a very short thing. It's not like you're there, you're dreaming for a whole hour doing whatever you want.
No, yeah, like I said, yeah, you are dead right. I had it in my notes, the prospect of entering a dream, being fully aware that it is a dream, and then you can take full control over it.
And those are awesome. Those are like really cool.
So, are you saying that you've experienced a lucid dream then?
One time.
One time. You've only had one experience
very
as a lucid
recently.
Dream? Okay.
And I trained myself.
Right.
To...
Yeah. It is possible to have a lucid dream.
So.
Lucid dreaming.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bro, what are you? Come on, man.
I'm doing some.
This guy's mucking
studio.
Around in the studio.
I'm doing some in studio prepping.
Mid sentence, this guy's messing around with the
panel.
Yeah,
I'm doing some in studio
prepping.
It's
a serious conversation.
I'm prepping Adam for our next song.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I was gonna say, yeah, I did a bunch of like reality checks over a few days. Like I searched it online. Like I was preparing for this. I think you came up with the idea for this, and I kind of like I got really interested in researching lucid dreams. So I was like preparing for it. And I did a bunch of like reality checks over like 3 days, like just checking if I'm awake. And then like in my dream, I did that. I did a reality check, and then I was like, oh shit, I'm in a dream. And it was like maybe 10 seconds before I got really excited and woke myself up.
Do you think you'll tell us about your lucid dream?
Yeah, it was very short, but I'll do that. Maybe in the next segment, maybe after
this next song,
which is perfectly fitting, Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. Get on it.
Whoop,
this
whoop.
Is this is Sin Nation. You're listening to Jason and Adam on Mind Games.
Can we get a whoop whoop?
We just got a whoop 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 whoop. Welcome back
to Mind Games on Sin Nation.
What was that, Jason?
We just played Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD.
Mm-hmm. Get on it.
Get on. You excited?
I'm very excited.
Because it does fit the theme of Lucid Dreams.
Definitely.
And we have just left the listeners on a cliffhanger. And that is, Adam, you experienced a lucid dream.
Yeah.
Very recently.
Very recently. A few weeks ago. It was not that exciting. I don't think it's much of a cliffhanger. I'm sorry if anyone was in their seats waiting for it.
Okay.
But
let's tell it. Let's see what the dream consists
of. Well, again, for anyone just tuning in, we'll just say lucid dreams are basically... It's just like when you are fully in control of your dream, when you have the full realization that you are in a dream, and by that, you know, you can do it, because in your mind, you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
And you can be wherever you want and whatnot. So I was like, I had this dream where I woke up in the dream, and then in the dream, I'm like, you know, I don't know. It was meant to be like a normal morning, I guess, but it wasn't really normal, and I'm not sure why. But in the dream, I like noticed some stuff looked weird, so I was like, but I was like in my head, this is a real life situation. Like this is definitely real. It's not a dream. And I looked in the mirror, and I had shaved, but I hadn't shaved in real life. So I was like, well, that's weird. I have a beard. You know, where's my beard at? But then I was still like, no, this is definitely a real life. Like, how could it not be real life? Because when you're dreaming, you're kind of, you just assume that you're awake, and you feel like you can feel, you feel like you can see. So you feel like you have all your senses. So you're like, you're just like in your mind, you're like, yeah, this can't not be real life. So, and then I looked down at my hands and they were blurry. And that's a sign you're dreaming, probably, but not for me. I'm like, nah, that's just my hands are usually blurry, probably. It's probably my eyes adjusting. No, but then what happened is I did a reality check. So I put I blocked my nose.
Yeah.
And I breathed in. Now, what that does is I'm not really in real life blocking my nose, but in the dream I am.
Yeah.
So I block my nose and I feel like I'm blocking my nose, so I shouldn't be able to breathe in. But then I breathe in and I could breathe in.
Oh, so you're breathing in with your nose blocked.
Yeah, in the dream. But that instantly means, oh, I'm in a dream.
Because
In real life, the few days leading up to that, I was doing that, like breathing into blocking my nose and breathing in to test if I'm...
Oh, so that was your reality check leading up to it. Okay.
Because when I did that, like it's impossible. It's impossible to breathe in with your nose blocked.
But yeah,
it's in a dream you think you're blocking your nose because you're not actually moving your hand.
Yeah, you're testing to see whether you're in reality or a dream.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I was like, oh, I'm in a dream. So I was like, oh, that's so cool. So like I flew I was like, oh, I'm gonna fly up. So I jumped up and flew up. And then like I flew up really high.
High into the clouds?
I guess
so. Did you get that high?
I guess so. But it was like I was just going up. And from what I remember, they're like this like Superman guy and this like alien guy, and they were fighting.
A Superman guy and an alien guy were fighting in the clouds.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is, I don't know why. And then I'm like, I told them, I'm like, hey guys, I'm dreaming. And they're like, they stopped fighting. They're like, that's cool. And then they said, you should speak to I don't know, it was like the empire or the empire's nation, the nation of empires or some weird thing. And I was like, how do I get there? And I got really excited and woke up. And that's the whole dream.
That was the whole dream. You got excited that
I met Superman and some alien guy.
Yeah.
And they told me to speak to like the emperor of nations. And that might have been some guy that was going to give me some valuable
dream. Are you sure you didn't address him?
Dream information. I definitely didn't see him. No.
You never addressed him. I woke up. Hey,
I didn't know. In the dream, I say, oh, how do I do that? And I get really excited because I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming.
Yeah.
And then I wake up.
You woke up and it's real life.
Yeah. And it's like, oh. No, but I knew. Yeah. I was like, so when I woke up, I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, I have to write this down.
Yeah.
And I did write it down. I don't know where I put it, so it would have been better if I had brought it in.
At least
I thought I wrote it on my phone, but I didn't. So
at least we've got it recorded, so we can now know that this dream did actually take place.
It did happen, but it was if I had it written, I would have been able to be a bit more specific.
I'm
pretty sure that's how it went down.
Mm. So that's an experience in lucid dreaming, everybody. You get to meet.
Yeah, I know some people have. I searched because I was researching it, and like some people have much more cooler and much more, much more perfected experiences where they go in with an idea, and they prepare themselves. It's some people do it, take it really seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like some people just do it. They'll do their reality checks. They'll set alarms early in the morning so you can capture a dream. Some but just do it to go on adventures. Like, they want to be creative and spontaneous and go on an adventure, so they do it in their dreams.
I watched this YouTube video where this one guy was saying, like, he literally, like, he's, some people, they're at the level now, they just say, I'm going to have a lucid dream tonight. They have a lucid dream tonight.
Wow.
So this guy, he did a YouTube video, and he was saying, like, I forgot the name. I wish I had the name so I could, you know, support the man's channel.
Yeah.
But, he was saying something like he went to like Hogwarts or something. Like he just
Yeah,
like he goes to his mind, I guess. His, you know, if you're so fascinated about Harry Potter, you obviously know the world, so you can create it in your own mind. So that's cool. I mean, obviously, like if you don't know anything about Harry Potter, you can't go to Hogwarts.
No, absolutely.
But it's the limits of your mind. So whatever you know, like whatever you have remembered, whatever you can you can recreate in your mind. And
there you go. That's how powerful the mind is.
The mind is very powerful.
The mind is so powerful. The world truly is at your fingertips, whether it be in reality or subconsciously.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to keep this conversation going with after we play this Logic song, Adam.
This is Logic, Street Dreams.
Street Dreams 2
by Logic. Logic's he's kind of a favorite on the show. We've played him a few times before.
Yeah, you really enjoyed Logic. To play the song The Return earlier in the series. Street Dreams 2. I mispronounced
this is another
Sweet
one.
Dreams 2. But
no, it's Street Dreams, not Sweet Dreams. It's definitely not a Sweet Dream. And it's off his new Young Sinatra 4 album, YSIV. So get on it.
Excellent. We'll be right back and we continue this conversation right after this.
Mind Games on Synth. That was Street Dreams 2 by Logic, Young Sinatra in the building.
Young Sinatra.
That's what he calls himself, yes.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Wow. So from what I could gather and what you were trying to depict to me or imbue to me.
Yeah, you're not a big Logic fan, so I was trying to get you on that song.
Dreaming. In that song.
In that song, yeah, that was a. I guess, I mean, the way it was written, it was a. It ended with him waking up. It's a dream.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Wow, that's a strong story. So his wife got kidnapped in a dream.
Yes, in a dream.
Not too bad artistry there, but that fits perfectly with our
exactly.
Theme going
that's
on.
Why I thought we'd play it. Yeah,
yeah. If you've just tuned into Mind Games, we've been talking about dreaming throughout this entire thing. We heard Adam's lucid dream that he experienced very recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you can technically.
It wasn't very eventful.
You at home technically can train yourself to experience a lucid dream yourself,
yourself to do a lot of things. You can train yourself to remember your dreams better.
Yep.
But sometimes I think maybe. There are more productive things I could be doing with my time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, in fairness, it can be a productive thing, lucid dreaming. Like I found out in researching lucid dreaming, it can be fairly therapeutic. It can be, it could help you address a recurring nightmare or it could help you overcome like a phobia. Because just imagine if you had arachnophobia, the fear of spiders, you could technically lucid dream and be in the same room of a pit of spiders and have no fear.
Some people are at that level where where they've trained themselves with dreaming to the point where they go to sleep and it's like meditation for them. They're in control of everything. And yeah, that is true. Me, I'm obviously not quite there. So
no, absolutely no. But you know what? With more practice, maybe you'll have a few more coming along.
Maybe.
When it comes to my dreams, Adam, we were discussing this in the lead up to our show.
Yeah, in the studio.
I don't think I've ever experienced a lucid dream, but you did say that there are similarities to regular dreaming and lucid dreaming, meaning the dreamer is always in control of themselves.
The dreamer is always in control of the dream as a whole. But I guess when you're just dreaming, you're unaware that you're in a dream, right? You think you're in a real life situation. You always think you're in a real life situation because you're moving. Or you're seeing something, or you're feeling something, so it must be real life. It doesn't always have to be something scary or whatever. But you always wake up like, oh, crap, that was a dream? Damn it.
Okay.
So, but you're always like, you're subconsciously, you're creating this vision. Like, it's not like it's just appearing to you. So you're always in control. But the lucid dream is when you know that you're in control. And when you know that you're in control, then that's when you can sort of take real control.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's when you can change where you are, change what you're doing, change how you look, change whatever, just by thinking something. Whereas you're limiting yourself or you're limited to like what you can do in the real world and you think your environment is just your in dream environment. You think the environment you're conjuring up in your mind. You think that's the real environment and you have to like overcome that in your dream.
All right, righto. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds okay. There's only really, like I said, in the last couple of months, I can recollect three different dreams that I've had. None of them were lucid, but I can remember them. But only one of them I wrote down, and I remember it only took place in the space of 10 minutes. And I wrote this one down. And I, well, now, Adam, you like the fact that I bring in a notebook and you reference it all the time. I've brought in a second notebook with the dream written down.
Oh,
if I could
wow.
read this out to you, would you reckon that would be a
that
good thing
be
to do?
That would be amazing. But you said it lasted over 10 minutes.
Yeah, within the space of 10 minutes.
I don't believe that.
Really?
I think it was, yeah, because dreams are usually much shorter. They're like, but your mind thinks they're long. So I reckon it's much shorter than you think it was. But because of all the information that went through your head at that time, you've sort of, what you've written down, you think must have occurred in 10 minutes. But dream time isn't like real life time.
All right. Well, let's see what happened in this dream. I'm actually going to read this straight from the book that I have it in.
Straight from the book.
Straight from the book.
Straight spitting facts right now.
Yeah.
Should we put a beat on?
No, here we go. In this dream, me and my family were driving down the freeway, all of us in silence. We take the next exit and we were approaching a set of lights. Besides the set of lights, there was a person I recognized from previous years with someone I'd never seen before. Knowing my luck, the lights were red and we had to stop right next to them. He recognizes me and approaches the car door and begins opening it and closing it repeatedly, slamming it as hard as possible.
Okay. So you see someone, and instead of waving or saying good day, they decide, oh, Jason, I'm going to smash my car door. Not even open and drag him out. I'm just going to open and close his door.
Just open and close the door.
I'm just going to annoy him.
It's almost like a heckling kind of thing, isn't it? I was remaining. Obviously, you'd get a little bit annoyed by that, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
it'd
be an very annoying thing to do. Yeah, especially.
So, I was remaining calm and attempted to combat it by trying to time it just right to click the inside lock. After a few attempts, I managed to be successful. However, I was now internally enraged. I wasn't pandering or anything like that. I didn't pander. I was just desperately trying to grab the inside lock so it couldn't happen again.
Yeah.
Basically. Well,
is this a nightmare? It sounds like the worst nightmare ever.
The person now becomes enraged by this and starts tugging on it much harder and harder and harder. Hmm. The lights turn green, and in the milliseconds of taking off, the man on the outside gives the door one last pull. It flings the door open and slams it shut, and on the impact caused the door to travel through the vehicle. However, for some reason, neither me nor my sister or the opposite door were harmed or damaged.
Wow. What a story.
In fact, the broken door vanished in thin air as it travelled through. We drove through the intersection and continued on, now with no door on my side of the back of the car. End of dream. I woke up after that.
What a strange dream. I love that. That's like, it's like, I don't know, some people say like they have dreams, like they have this recurring nightmare of like a spider chasing them or a murderer chasing them down or something. Your dream is, my dream is just some guy opening and closing my car door, annoying me to the point where he vanishes the door.
Yeah, he slams the door and it travels through and then it just vanishes out of thin air. Like, wow. That's a strange experience. That was just one. I think a week later, I had another one where it was just me in a dark room. But
that's upsetting.
Upsetting. Well, yeah, this one's going to give it. Do you want me to tell this second dream?
No.
I've not even told my immediate family.
No,
this dream.
I don't want to hear that one.
No? Okay.
No, I'm kidding. You can if you want.
You can? All right. So, by the way, I'm just going to put this out there. Graphic warning when we come talking about this dream. Graphic warning.
Why? What's it about?
It's about this blister lump thing that occurred on my left hand.
I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about your blister.
Let's just put it this way. I'm doing a motion to Adam.
Oh, you bit your...
I bit it off.
That's a dream you had?
That was a dream.
What is
I had.
Wrong with you, man? There's something wrong with you.
So, yeah, there was like this... Yeah, and inside was like... and you got to see deep inside.
Okay, that's enough. Play the next song. That's it. We're done.
I think I've just...
Dream time is over.
Adam is having a nightmare tonight, I think.
Is this a nightmare? I'm doing my reality check, man.
Yeah, Adam's now just checking his nose right now. He's blocking his nose. I don't think he's breathing in.
I'm talking. I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay. But either way, so that was two dreams I've just talked about. The second one was a bit of a bad one. The first one was strange, but the second one was not a great experience.
They were both weird. They were both weird dreams. Mm.
At least you had a happy, lucid dream. Or exciting lucid dream.
It's a fun story to tell, but it wasn't that good. It was a bit boring. Yeah. The contrast in our dreams. Mine is Superman and aliens. Yours is doors and blisters.
Yes.
All right. And that's
eating
a perfect segue into our next song.
Bad Dream by Hands Like Houses.
That is a perfect title.
Yeah, we got a song called Bad Dream by Hands Like Houses, an Australian punk band. Yeah, it's perfect after this conversation. Let's get around. Let's support Aussie artists. We'll continue this conversation immediately following this song. You're on Mind Games. You're back on Mind Games with Jason and Adam right here on Sin Nation. And Adam, you just heard what song?
Bad Dreams by
Hands Like Houses.
What a song it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was very good contextually after this. We're talking about dreams. We've been talking about dreams all night long. Now, Adam, I have a question for you because I do my best
and
thinking
Jason,
at midnight.
I would like to hear it.
Yeah.
Where you do your best thinking at midnight?
Do you know when you're in bed, when you're trying to sleep and your eyes are shut and you're trying to get that peaceful shut eye and yet your mind is still thinking and going through processing information and all that kind of thing?
Sometimes.
Okay. As an RMIT student doing the Diploma of Screen and Media this year, we had to that was me. We had to create a short film. A lot of the ideas that I had that appeared in the storyboard and how...
And where can we check out your short film?
You're going to let me plug my short film?
Can we check it out? I've watched it. I
sure
like it.
Thing. My short film is called Straight from the Book. It's available on YouTube. Maybe
available. How much are we paying
available?
For it?
Available. No. You can watch it on YouTube. Maybe when we put the podcast up later on, I will link it in the comments section. I shall do that. But yeah, so my film Straight from the Book, a lot of the composition and the frames that I ended up filming in the short film,
and the
they
film
mostly
it's,
occurred
it's
in
about
that,
it's about the Minions, right?
No, it's about a magic book, but that's irrelevant. What I'm saying is that the production side of comprising the film, like composing a shot list, a storyboard, and how I'm going to edit it, it all came in that stage where
I'm trying
to sleep. So
you're saying not while you're dreaming, but...
It's in that period when you're trying to sleep and my mind's still at work.
See, I don't like that period because that's it. That's annoying. Like when I put my head on the bed, I want to be like, nah, see, I'm going to sleep. So I try to avoid that sort of by just having, you know, drinking my tea.
Is that when that normally... thoughts occur in different environments?
So, not drinking tea. That's my peaceful state,
Zen.
I'm just here to sleep, man. But my thoughts occur. My ideas, a lot of my ideas for me are when I'm in the shower, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thinking. Like, I'm like, I don't know why. It's not even like I'm thinking, like I'm thinking hard, like you said, it's just like I'm in the shower. I'm like, oh my God, I have an amazing idea.
Yeah.
It's just that just happens to me.
Let's put it this way. The best thinking that, like I said, the saying goes, the best thinking occurs in the bathroom or on the toilet or anything like that.
That is very true. And I say the best thinking is no thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That makes a bit of sense. If you're concentrating so hard on one thing, it might never come. But when you're
you're just like, sometimes you're just not thinking. You're just silent, just quiet, just sitting. And then you just get the best idea. But then when I'm thinking about something, you just get like... not what you're looking for.
I know. I think half the segments on this show occurred when we weren't thinking.
Like, yeah, probably not.
Thinking too hard.
Man, most of them occurred while we're in the middle of the show. We're just like, oh, this is a good idea. Let's do this next.
Our signature segment is called Unprofessional Investigators. Yeah. We've had to take a back seat from Unprofessional Investigators.
Yeah,
this
we
week
did a whole hour
continue
of it.
Continue this conversation
last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, hell, I wasn't thinking too hard when we thought of fictional facts. I don't think you were thinking too hard when we came up with the riddle segment. So in
yeah,
a way,
we weren't thinking
games,
too hard about a lot of stuff on this show.
In a way,
I don't think.
In a way, Mind Games is kind of like in that.
Yeah, a lot of Mind Games is just random good ideas that we had.
Yeah.
or ideas, I don't know if I'd say good.
Well, we've got
some
ideas.
Of them are good.
Yeah, and like I said, it translates to my short film that I made. A lot of the ideas I came up were literally 1 a.m. when I'm trying to sleep, and it's in that period. You're not asleep, you're still
so
awake,
it's not, you've
but your
never,
mind's still at work.
Some people get like really good ideas in their dreams. I can't say I get that like maybe sometimes, but not really. But some people, they're like, they'll dream up like good ideas, which is kind of their subconscious doing the thinking for them.
A lot of famous inventions have been invented or thought of in dreams. Mm.
The light bulb, correct?
I don't know.
I just made that up.
Someone contact us at Mind Games on Radio. Please fact check us.
Mind Games on Radio on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, please do tell us. That'd be nice to see what kind of inventions were comprised or thought of or had that eureka moment in the inventor's dreams. But you were also telling me, Adam, dreaming that you're in a school.
Yo, that's such a common, like, I don't have it that much. I've had it. But, like, everyone, I feel, like, when I searched it, like, everyone else has dreams that they're in, like, they're trapped in their high school or something about high school. Or, like, they forgot to wear their pants to, or not high school, it could be college, it could be primary school.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, they forgot to wear their pants to, like, school or something. Just weird dreams. And I'm talking adults, like, people older than us, who are just out of high school, but people, like, you know, in their 30s, in their 40s, even people in high school, even when I was in high school, I'd have those dreams. But sometimes you just have a dream. Have you had those?
Like I said, I cannot remember any. If I had dreams back in high
school, it's common. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna believe you, Adam. But I'm really
no. I haven't had it that much. Like I can't think. I can't actually recall. I know I've had dreams about where like I'm trapped in a school, but I can't recall them. I don't think I was trapped. I think I was just in the school. But I know people have dreams like they're just trapped like in the school and they can't get out. And those look fascinating because it's so common. Maybe it's because so much people get like stressed out during school, studying. You always feel like you're trapped during school. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so. The symbolic side of things.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you think that what occurs in your dreams could be symbolic to?
Yeah, for real.
You. Or
to you, yeah.
To the individual.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not symbolic. It's not like someone's going to dream something that's symbolic to you, Jason.
I guess not. No, fair point.
But what you dream is symbolic to you,
I think. Because, you know, when you learn in English and you read a novel and you have to search for symbolic references and, like, hidden meaning and all that kind of thing, do you think that you've experienced a dream where you have that thing where there's a hidden meaning that something is trying to tell you?
I think everyone. I think yes and no. I think people, like, have that in their dreams for sure. Like, that sort of this... It's sort of a message, but at the same time, I think a lot of people just read into them too much. Like they'll like have a dream about anything and they'll be like, what does this mean? What does this mean about tomorrow?
So merely overthinking it.
Yeah. I think the best thing is to just not really think about it too much, but if you have a fun story to tell, share it on the radio.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's how I go about it.
Sign up to Sin, start your own show and tell us all about the dreams that you've had.
Yeah. Well, do that. That's about it for today, I reckon.
That will be about it. We'll be wrapping up very shortly. Adam, I'm going to let you leave the viewers with this question.
With what question?
Do you recommend our listeners at home try out lucid dreaming?
If you want. I mean, do. Here's the final statement on End Mind Games Episode 8, Wiz. Do what you want. There we go.
That's the word of advice.
But
Adam's philosophy.
Also, if you want to follow us on Mind Game on Instagram, Mind Games on Radio,
and
Facebook,
Mind Games. Mind Games on Radio, or facebook.com/ Mind Games on Radio.
Yep.
That was a very nice discussion. I really enjoyed this episode. Adam, thank you very much for pitching the idea of dreaming. Thank you for telling me you had a lucid dream because it's given us some great content tonight.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing your nightmares. I'm calling them nightmares because they freaked me out. So.
Do you know what's strange? I just woke up from them and thought, that was strange. Like, it wasn't like, it was a nightmare. It was just, that was an odd experience.
This was an odd experience. All right. Awesome.
All right.
We're leaving
Excellent.
You with that. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for joining us. Adam, we have an ASAP Rocky song to wrap up the show with. Please introduce it and we'll be out.
ASAP Rocky with F sleep. All right, let's go.
Well done, Adam. Well done. We'll catch you next week. We've got two episodes to go. We'll see you next week.